75-year-old. The next patient is Jenny Nickerson. The last name is N, like in November, I-C-K-E-R-S-O-N. Jenny, J-E-N-N. I-E, Jenny, G-E-N-N-I-E. Clinical case of a 75-year-old heart female that has a history of CKD stage 3A. Period. The patient is a status for repair of the rectal and genital prolapse. Period. She continues to gain weight. She looks much better. The appetite has increased, and the laboratory workup that was done on the 29th day of December of 2021 shows that the serum creatinine went down to 1 mg/cent. The estimated GFR is 55. The serum electrolytes are with a normal limit. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Number two, the patient continues to have a arterial hypertension type 1. The blood pressure reading is 174 over 84. Whether or not this is related to a white coat syndrome is not known. We are going to ask the patient to do a blood pressure log at home. The medications that she takes include the administration of amlodipine, 5 mg twice a day. And losartan in combination with hydrochlorothiazide 50/12.5, one tablet every day. Period. We make adjustments if necessary during the next visit. Number three, anemia that has been corrected. Number four, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is compensated. Following number, renal artery stenosis. The patient has the right kidney 1 cm bigger than the left. She had a right stent placed by Dr. Chimchak, H-I-M-S-H-A-K, 2018. The ultrasound of the Doppler ultrasound has been consistent without stenosis. Following number, the patient is with the history of gout. She has been placed on allopurinol. The uric acid has come down. To 2.4 mg/cent from 11 with the administration of allopurinol 300 mg. Period. She has podagra. P-O-D-A-G-R-A in the left great toe. For that reason, we are going to prescribe pouches in 1 mg POBID for 5 days. Following number underweight that is being corrected. We invested 6 minutes of the time evaluating the record and the laboratory workup, face-to-face 10 minutes, and documentation 5 minutes.